One of the places you can download audiobooks is iTunes, but if you want some Beatles music online, you won't have much luck. Try to see it my way.
Do I have to keep on talking? The Beatles, represented by their own Apple Corps, have kept their music off of Apple Incorporated's iTunes, and they haven't been distributed anywhere else online either. We can work it out.
We can work it out. Also, the two Apples have been in and out of court for years because they couldn't work out who owned the name Apple.
But today, they announced that they have come together. They want to hold each other's hand, and they're going to let it be. There are going to be two Apples. This dispute, Apple Computer versus Apple Corp, has been going on since the late 1980s. Stephen Levy has been writing about Apple, and he says that the trademark lawsuit was resolved for the first time in 1991.
There was a settlement on behalf of the computer company. They paid $30 million that went from the Silicon Valley to the pockets of the Beatles, and a promise that they really wouldn't become a music company.
Then came the iPod and iTunes, which meant that Apple, the one with the computers, was in the music business, the same business as Apple, the one with the Beatles. So they ended up back in court until today's deal. The computer maker now owns all the trademarks related to Apple and will license certain trademarks back to the Beatles' Apple.
There's no word as to whether the Beatles might finally release their catalog through iTunes. The Fab Four are one of the last major holdouts to go digital. Stephen Levy, author of The Perfect Thing, How the iPod Shuffles Commerce, Culture, and Coolness, says the Beatles' online debut is probably in the works.
I think that this settlement is the next step to something we're going to see sometime in the next few months, of an announcement of the Beatles are coming to the iTunes store, and they'll have a lot of fanfare, a lot of noise, and it'll be a big, you know, publicity boost for both sides.
Our show is directed by Bob Boylan, edited by Susan Feeney, and produced by Graham Smith. The technical director is Stu Rushfield. The engineering supervisor is Robert Jackson.
The staff includes Art Silverman, Franklin Cater, Sarah Sarrazin, Allison McAdam, Elizabeth Tannen, Rhonda Ray, and Raul Moreno.
Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.